ஸ்ரீகுருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நம. பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஸ்ரீகுருப்போ நம. ஹரிஹி ஓம். பிருஹதாரண்யக உபநிஷத் முனிகாண்டம் சாப்டர் 4 மந்த்ரா 4.3.9. தஸ்ய வா புருஷஸ்ய த்வே ஏவ ஸ்தானே பவதஹ இதஞ்ச பரலோக ஸ்தானஞ்ச சந்த்யம் த்ருதீயம் ஸ்வப்ன ஸ்தானம் தஸ்மின் சந்த்யே ஸ்தானே திஷ்டன்னேதே உபே ஸ்தானே பஷ்யதி இதஞ்ச பரலோக ஸ்தானஞ்ச அத யதாக்ரமோயம் பரலோகஸ்தானே பவதி தமாக்ரமமாக்ரம்ய உபயான் பாப்மனஹ ஆனந்தாம்ச பஷ்யதி ஸ யத்ர ப்ரஸ்வபிதி அஸ்ய லோகஸ்ய ஸர்வாவதஹ மாத்ரம் அபாதாய ஸ்வயம் விஹத்ய ஸ்வயம் நிர்மாய ஸ்வேன பாசா ஸ்வேன ஜ்யோதிஷா ப்ரஸ்வபிதி அத்ராயம் புருஷ ஸ்வயம் ஜோதிர் பவதி. ஹியர் யாக்யவல்க்யா இன்ட்ரடியூசஸ் தி ட்ரீம் ஸ்வப்ன ஆஸ் அ மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் நோயிங் இகலோகா அண்ட் பரலோகா. வி வர் சீயிங் தி ஸ்லோகா இன் த லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ். தேர்ஃபோர் ஸ்வப்ன இஸ் கிவன் எ டைட்டில் சந்தியம் ஸ்தானம். Sandhyam means sandhav bhavam sandhyam, that which is a junction connecting two things, namely ihaloka and paraloka. And the Upanishad points out that remaining in swapna, one can experience both ihaloka and paraloka. Generally, swapna experience is nothing but a replay of the jagrat experience, the waking state's experience. So whatever we have seen in jagrat avastha, that is registered in the mind as vasana, and that alone is replayed. But Brihadaranyaka Upanishad says something new here. In early childhood, we experience the past janma, and in the old age, the future janma. See, this Purusha experiences in the Swapna Avastha. Therefore, the Upanishad says that Swapna is Sandhyam Sthanam, which gives the Purusha a glimpse of the past Janma, a glimpse of the future Janma. And that is said here, at least in the first portion of the Shloka. Tasya va etasya Purushasya. For this Purusha, Purushasya, Jivatma, in Vyavaharika form, the lower self, the ahankara aspect is talked here. Tasya purushasya dve sthane bhavatah. There are two fields of experiences, two lokas, namely idancha paralokasthanancha. Ihalokasthanam, this world, and paralokasthanam, the other world, which can refer to the past world, past janma, as well as the future world as future janma, the past shariram, as well as the future sharira. In fact, Shankaracharya takes the meaning of shariram only here. Idam shariram is ihaloka shariram, vartamana shariram, and paraloka shariram is the future shariram, bhavi shariram. And there is a third one, which is sandhyam tritiyam sthanam. There is a third field of experience, which is called sandhyam, sandhav bhavam, which is in the sandhi, remaining in which one can see the present janma, the future janma, the past janma, sandhyam swapna sthanam. So tasmin sandhye, so sthane tishta tishtataha, so remaining in that swapna sthanam, yete ube sthane pashyati. We have to supply the subject purushaha here. So purushaha, the jivatma, experiences both this world, the ihaloka and paraloka. And therefore, if we get some strange dream, for example, we see ourselves in some other form and it indicates we get it in another janma, the other janma. So all these things, the vasanas are there, registering all the janmas, so many samskaras, all of them are there. So Coming events, they cast their shadow. Therefore, as we grow old, we get the idea of next Janma story also. So what will happen to a Jnani? That is where we stopped yesterday. He can have Swapna of Ikaloka or Purvaloka, but may not be that of future Janma, because he is a Jivan Mukta. He can have Swapna of Ihaloka or Purvaloka, the past Loka, past Janma, but not that of the future Janma. How is it that one is able to see the future Janma? For which Upanishad says, Atha Yata Kramaha Ayam Paralokasthane Bhavati Tam Akramam Akramyam Ubayan Papmanaha Anandamscha Pashyati. Here a word is used, Akramaha. Akramaha means Punya Papa Palam or Karma or Dharma Dharma Palam. Acharya uses a very technical word here. In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad itself, instead of Punya Papa, the Upanishad uses the word Vidya Karma Purva Prajna. It is a common word used for our karma, Punya Papa or Dharma Dharma. Therefore, akramaha is equal to vidya, karma, purva, prajna, or punya, papam. Why it is called akramaha? Akramaha literally means attacking a kingdom, akramana. In this context, it does not mean attack. It does not mean unfair things also. All this akramam. It doesn't mean any of those. It is a beautifully derived word. Akramaha means resorting to, which a jiva experiences the world or reaches the world. Therefore, akramati anena iti akramaha, the vehicle through which a jiva reaches various lokas. Punya papam is the vehicle by which we reach the lokas, and so they are called akramaha or the reaching medium. And depending upon punya papa alone, one reaches paraloka. Now the Upanishad says, depending upon the same punya papams, he glimpses the paraloka also. So, yatha kramaha ayam, depending upon which punya papam, paralokasthane bhavati, the jivatma reaches the paralokasthanam, tam akramam, akramya, akramya means resorting to the same punya papam, ubayan pashyati. He sees the two lokas, ubayan. Ihaloka and Paraloka. Only thing is, they have not yet completely fructified, Paraloka. But even when it is not about to fructify, one is able to see what type of body one will get, etc. You know, this is very strange. And what type of lokas? Papmanaha. Anandamscha. Not only he sees the Ihaparaloka, he also sees the Sukham, Dukham of those lokas also, all in dream. Papmanaha, so Dukkhani and Anandamscha, also Sukham, happy and unhappy experiences. He gets the glimpses in his old age. Now Upanishad tells how exactly Swapna is created. How is Swapna Loka is born? So the Upanishad says that in Jagratavastha, the Jivatma experiences the world. The body, the sense organs, the objects and the devatas are all there to bless the organs. So, Shariram, Karanani is all the senses and all, and Karana, Anugrahaka, Devataha, all these devatas who bless various indriyams, and Vishayas, all the objects. So, all these things are there in Jagradavastha. And every experience creates a vasana in the mind. Therefore, Samskara also is there. So, there are five items now. What are those? Shariram, Karanani, Devata, Vishayaha, and Samskara. Then what does the Jivatma do? When it goes to Swapna, it drops four items among the five in this loka itself. In this loka, I mean the Jagradavastha itself. And takes only one item with that. What are the four items dropped? Shariram, Karanams, Karana Anugrahaka Devatas. They are also not functional. We need devatas only when the karanas are able to function. In Swapna, when you are sleeping, none of those things are there. So Vishayas, objects are also dropped. There is only one thing Jivatma carries along, which is Vasanas or Samskara Bhutaha. this is only 20%. So among the five, only one is taken, which is 20% of the Jagradavastha. Therefore, the Upanishad says, Saha Yatra Paraswapiti. When the Jivatma goes to Swapna, here Paraswapiti means Swapnam Pashyati. It's not deep sleep. It is talking about the Sandhyam Sthana, as I told you, the junction. So, Prakashena Swarupam Pashyati. Prakarshena Swarupam Pashyati. What does it do? Asya Lokasya Sarvavataha Matram Apadya. Apadya. Apadaya. Jivatma takes only a matra. Matra means a small portion, only or one-fifth, the 20% portion of the Jagrat Purushaha. And here Lokaha means Jagrat Purushaha, the waking person. So Shankaracharya says Lokasya. Lokasya means Karana, Karya Karana, Sangatasya, Jagrat Purushasya. Matram Apadaya. He carries, chipping off. Apadaya means he chips off 20% only of the five and goes to Swam. And the Jagrat Purusha is given a title here, Sarvavataha. Name of the Vekar Purusha is called here Sarvavataha, the Vekar Jivatma. Why is he called Sarvavataha? Acharya gives two derivations. One derivation is Sarvam Asya Asti Iti Sarvavan. So Sarvavan Eva Sarvavan. Tasya Sarvavataha, one who has got everything. What does it mean? It means that when I go to Swapna, I carry only 20%. Whereas in Jagradavastha, I use all the 100% of my Shariram, Karanam, Devata, Vishayas, and the faculties. So Swapna Purusha has only 20%. Swapna Purusha is Asarvavan, because he is not Jagradavastha, is fully, but this is, he has got only 20%. So Jagrat Purushaha is Sarvavan. So this is the one Yutpatthi of Sarvavan. And the second reason is Sarvam Avati. Avati means Rakshati, Palayati. Iti Sarvavan. It means the one who protects all. Jagrat Purusha is all protector. How do we say so? Shankaracharya asked to go back to chapter 1, Saptanna Brahmanam. If you remember that Brahmanam, we went through a Brahmanam called Saptanna Brahmanam. There it was said that the Jiva alone protects Devatas also by giving all these Tarpana, oblations and all, and Pitrus also he protects by giving all of them. Devatas he gives food. So because of his Tarpana, Homa and all that, Devan Bhavayatanena Te Devaha Bhavayantavaha. So this is in the, so all Devatas are nourished by the offerings of Manushyas only. So this Manushya nourishes even Pitrus. So again, in the first chapter of Gita, Arjuna said, what did he say? Lupta Pindodaka Kriyaha Pitaraha Patanti. All Pitrus will suffer without food if Manushyas do not perform Pitrukarmas. Actually, Malaya Paksham is ending. So this is the Pitru Paksham. Even animal life is nourished by Manushyas through Bhuta Yajna and all that. So Jagrat Purusha is called Sarvavan. Okay. And whatever be the definition, the idea is what? Jagrat Purusha takes one portion of samskara and goes to Swapna. And then what does he do? Swayam Vihatya. This Jagrat Purusha cuts off, Vihatya means cuts off his physical body and drops it down. And what is cutting off the body here? Abhimana Tyagaha, dropping Sharira Abhimanam. Therefore, the body lies down like a dead body when he is sleeping. It does not do any function when it is in sleep. Jivatma itself cuts off the Deha Abhimana. And Swayam Nirmaya, Jivatma itself creates a Swapna Prapancha with the help of Vasanas. So, what is the material of the dream? Dream world. Here in Swapna, Pancha Bhutas are not the material with which the dream world is created. In the Swapna, bricks are not there, mud is not there, wood is not there, cement, steel, none of them are there to make the Swapna Prapancha. Then what is the material? The Upanishad says, Svena Bhasa. Acharya writes, Bhasa means Vritti Rupena Bhasa, which is in the form of Mano Vrittis. The thoughts, Jivatma creates a dream world, which is in the form of Manovrittis. For example, dream tiger is tiger vritti, tiger thought. Dream mountain is mountain vritti, mountain thought. Thus, having created the dream world, how does it illumine the dream world? Here, bahya jyotihi is not available. No external light is available. Then how is it illumined? Svena jyotisha. We have to supply the verb here. So, vishayi kurvanna prakashanna. It is illumined with its own sakshi prakashaka. Illumining with its own higher nature of paramarthika surupam. Therefore, svena jyotisha means sakshi chaitanyena. And praswapiti, this jivatma experiences or enjoys the dream world. And in this dream alone, the Upanishad says, the swayam jyotihi of atma is very evident. In this dream alone, Upanishad says, the swayam jyotihi of atma is very evident. Atrayam purushaha swayam jyotir bhavati. Very important statement. Atrayam purushaha swayam jyotir bhavati. And this is very often quoted by the acharyas. Atrayam. Atrayam is swapnavastayam. Ayam purushaha, the atma, swayam jyotir bhavati. When the Upanishad says swayam jyotihi, is it vyavaharika swarupa or paramarthika swarupa? Upanishad quietly shifted from the lower nature, vyavaharika swarupa, to higher nature, paramarthika swarupa. It is talking about sakshi now. In this state, I am purushaha means this purusha is swayam jyotihi, self-effulgent, self-evident. Now the question is, who do you say that the self is self-effulgent in swapna? Acharya raises a question. Is not Atma self-evident in Jagradavastha? You are telling only in Swapna Avastha. It is self-effulgent. Atma is self-effulgent in all Avasthas. But Upanishad says, Atra. Atra means in Swapna Avastha, Atma is self-effulgent. So Acharya says that there is a significance for that word Atra, which he explains very beautifully. We will see that now. The Upanishad uses the word Atra. Atra means in this state. Asmin sthane, asmin sandhyasthane, asmin swapnasthane, purushaha swayam jyotihi bhavati. Now Acharya raises a question, why the Upanishad says Atma is self-effulgent in swapna? If Atma is self-effulgent during dream, does it mean it is not self-effulgent in Jagrat and other states? Acharya answers, no. Atma is self-effulgent at all times. But Atma's self-effulgence is clearly recognizable, particularly in dream, not in the waking, not in the sleep states. Why do we say so? Acharya again explains. He says that during Jagrat Avastha, Atma illumines the mind. Atma is the subject and mind is the object. Not only that, simultaneously, another thing also happens. Mind illumines the world. That is, with respect to the world, mind is the subject. With respect to the mind, Atma is the subject. So now there are two subjects. One is Atma, the subject illumining the mind, and mind, the subject illumining the external world. We saw all these discussions earlier. So mind illumines the world, requiring the external light. Whereas Atma illumines the mind without requiring external light. Thus, two illuminators, they function during Jagrat Avastha. One illuminator is Atma and another is mind. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, since two illuminators function, we are not able to distinctly know the Atma illuminator separating it from the mind illuminator. It is like keeping, for example, a candle in the afternoon when the sunlight is there in the middle. No doubt the candlelight has some power to illumine, but we are not able to distinguish because two lights are simultaneously functioning. And therefore, we are not able to know the Swayam Jyotihi, the Atma light, even though it very much functions in Jagrat Avastha also. Okay. Now, why can't we go to Sushupti Avastha then? In Sushupti Avastha, we are not able to recognize Atma, the illuminator, because there is no illumined object available. that is particular objects are not there in deep sleep. It is a passive state or a blank state, and therefore also the illuminator we are not able to discuss. Whereas in swapna, we find an ideal condition, because in swapna, atma alone functions as the illuminator, while the mind does not function as the illuminator. Why do we say so? If mind functions as an illuminator, external world will be seen. But the very fact that external world is closed, mind does not function as the illuminator. That means during dream, mind plays only one role, and that is being an illumined role, not the illuminator role, but illumined role. Who is the illuminator principle here? That is the Sakshi. And what light is required for that? No light is required for the Sakshi. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, Atram Ayam Purushaha Swayam Jyotihi Bhavati. This is the significance of the word Atra. Now, certain confusions can come in this connection. And what are those? We say, during dream, the mind is the illumined. Mind itself becomes the Swapna Prapancha, and Atma or Sakshi is the illuminator. The basic question that we can get is, who is the dreamer? Who dreams? Is Atma the dreamer, or is the mind the dreamer? If I say Atma is the subject and mind is the object, what will we conclude then? Atma is the dreamer. If Atma is the dreamer, then who is the waker? Is Atma the waker, or the mind the waker? Then the next question is, if Atma is the dreamer, then who is the one who recollects the dream experience? Does Atma recollect, or does the mind recollect? Because if Atma is the dreamer, mind cannot recollect. Because one who dreams alone can recollect. If the mind is dreamer, Atma cannot recollect. We come back to the most fundamental question then, who is the dreamer? Let us analyze this further. Remember, we say Atma illumines the mind. And the mind alone, because of its vasanas or vrittis, thoughts, undergoes modifications, becoming swapna prapancha, he said. Therefore, we should clearly know the dream is a vritti parinama. Swapna is a modification of vasana vrittis, the thoughts. The dream is a vritti parinama, modification. Vritti means thought. So what thought? Vasana vrittehe parinamaha. If the dream is a phenomenon in the form of vasana vritti parinama, what is the location of the dream? Where does the vritti parinama take place? Remember, vritti modification does not take place in the atma, but take place in the mind only. Therefore, dream is a phenomenon occurring in the mind, or in other words, mind is the locus of the dream phenomenon. Therefore, mind alone is the dreamer, because mind is the locus of dream phenomenon, which is vritti parinama. Then what about the waking? In waking also, there is another phenomenon, which is another vritti parinama, another type of modification of thought. Therefore, waking phenomenon being another type of vritti parinama, that also should take place in the mind and not in Sakshi Atma. Therefore, waking phenomenon is located in mind. Or to put in other words, mind alone is the locus of waking phenomenon also. Thus, mind alone is the waker. Mind alone is the dreamer. Mind alone is the dreamer. Extending it further, sleep is also another vritti. If you go to deep sleep state, sushupti avastha, so it is another vritti parinama only, another modification of mind. Therefore, it is also located in the mind. Therefore, mind is the locus of sleep phenomenon also. So, mind alone is the sleeper, mind alone is the waker, mind alone is the dreamer. Then when I say I slept, I dreamt, or I am awake, the word I equal to what? The mind, which is the locus of the dream phenomenon, sleeping phenomenon, and waking phenomenon. And not only that, even in the waking state itself, When I say, I see a pot, I hear a sound. In all these statements, the I refers to the mind in which seeing phenomenon takes place in the form of vritti. Hearing phenomenon takes place in the form of vritti. Vritti means thought. So, shabdakara vrittihi, sparshakara vrittihi, rupakara vrittihi, so sarvakaram vrittinam ashrayaha antakaranameva. Mind alone. That means is meaning of I and not Sakshi. Now comes further basic question. What is that? If I equals mind and I am there as a waker, I, the mind, is there as a waker, as a dreamer, as a sleeper, in all the three avastas, then why can't I conclude that the mind is the Atma, the very self, the fundamental essence? Why can't we do that? Mind is the constant thread obtaining in Jagratavastha, Swapnavastha, and Sushuptiavastha. And we refer to mind as I, and I am the mind in all the three avastas. So, avastatraye anusyutaha aham. Why cannot we say that I, the mind, is equal to Atma? Why do you unnecessarily bring a sakshi and confuse it? So, all the things, it's very subtle. Now, let us take a case of any perception. Now, I see this book or this computer. When I say I see a book, I equals the mind. I see a book means the mind sees a book. Because seeing phenomenon takes place in the mind. Even though eyes are the instruments, the phenomenon takes place in the mind. Perception takes place in the mind. So when you refer to the perception, you simultaneously refer to, or you are simultaneously aware of two things. What are those? Namely, the book as the object and mind as the subject, I, which are the coexistent. Both I see simultaneously. That simultaneity is very important. Simultaneously, we are aware of the mind as the subject and book as the object. Now the question is, who is aware of the mind and the book simultaneously? That is, as the mind as the subject and book as the object. So simultaneously, we are aware because I use the expression, I see the book. Now, can you say mind is aware of both the subject and object simultaneously? That is the question. So when you say I see the book, the mind should be aware of two things simultaneously. As we said, mind should be aware of mind itself as the subject and mind should be aware of the book as the object. Can we say so? To answer this question, we should know how the mind functions or how the mind knows a thing. For these two principles, we must remember. Principle one is, mind knows anything through a thought or vritti alone. That we already said. That is principle number one. Principle number two is, mind can entertain only one vritti at a time. Only one thought at a time. Now when I say, I see the book, I am aware of two things. What are they? Mind as a subject, I, and book as the object, this book. Now, who knows the book? You can say mind knows the book, and then how? By entertaining a book akara vritti. Sparshakara, rupakara, book akara vritti. Now the question is, how does the mind know itself as the subject at that time, or the time at the time of perceiving the book? Mind is illumining the book, but mind is aware of itself as the subject of perception. How does the mind know itself as the subject of the book? We cannot say that mind knows itself by entertaining a vritti. Why? Because mind is already entertaining or preoccupied with the vritti. Our rule is what? Mind can have only one vritti at a time. So simultaneous is not, that's why I said the word simultaneous is very important in the beginning. Therefore, you cannot say that the mind entertains a vritti of itself. If so, you will see the mind. Whether it is possible or not, we'll not discuss that here now. Now that is out of scope of this one, whether to see the mind or not. The mind will be known, and at that time, book will not be known. Therefore, the question is, how do we refer to mind as the subject at the time of perception? How do we refer the mind as the subject at the time of perception? Not only that, you will find mind as I is known, not only at the time of book perception, but also mind as I is known at the time of all perceptions, continuously. Mind never has the time to know itself as the subject at any time. But still, I know I was there as the subject throughout the class. How do I know that? It is certainly not because of the thought, because the thought has been utilized all the time to hear my talk. Then you cannot say without thought, because mind cannot know anything without thought, vritti. You cannot say mind entertains two thoughts simultaneously, because that will be a violation of the same principle. So how does mind know itself as a continuous subject? I see, I hear, I smell, I slept, all these things. Continuous I, how does the mind know? To answer this question, there are two possibilities. Now let us take first one and then rule it out and then take the second one. The first possibility is the answer given by the Buddhists. Yesterday we went through elaborate details of the Buddhist philosophies. And that answer is what? Mind is self-evident or self-effulgent. And if that be so, mind is, yesterday we used the word buddhi, here we use the word mind, doesn't matter. And if that be so, mind is all the time self-evident as I, and vritti is used to illumine the world, but here mind should be taken as self-effulgent. Then you answer all the questions, and mind is the Atma all the time. Who? Buddhists say that, not me. All the time present, it is self-evident, and it illumines the world also. But unfortunately, mind being self-effulgent is Shruti Yukti Virodaha. The Buddhists say that mind is self-effulgent or self-evident. It is Shruti Yukti Virodaha. Shruti, Vedas also against Vedas, Shastras, and Yukti also experience. How do you say so? Because we know from experience, every changing vastu is matter, which is not self-effulgent. Every matter is not self-effulgent. We know mind also is a changing vastu. We have already told. Mind is inert, changing vastu. When all changing vastus are not self-effulgent, how can you accept mind alone is self-effulgent? You cannot accept mind as self-effulgent for that reason. Manaha na swayam prakashaka vikaratvate ghatavate. It is as much changing as any changing matter like a pot or anything else. It is yukti virodaha to accept it as self-effulgent. There is contradiction from Shruti also. It says mind is anatma. According to Shruti, mind is anatma. Mind is prakriti vikaraha. Shruti very clearly says mind is kshetram. Kshetrajnaha is something else. Shruti clearly says annamayagam hi somya manaha. Mind is the product of annam, food only. And therefore, mind is anatma. Atma alone is self-effulgent. Anatma is not self-effulgent. Thus, how does the mind know itself as a continuous subject? It's a question. We have ruled out that the mind knows through vritti, because mind is busy knowing external world, and we cannot say mind knows without vritti, because mind cannot know anything without vritti. And you cannot say mind is self-effulgent because it is savikaram. Therefore, there is only one answer. Mind is known because of some other light principle which is constantly shining. Mind is known as I, the subject, because of another light principle which alone we call as Sakshi. Whenever I say, I slept, I dreamt, I am awake, I refers to the mind. But you are able to refer to it because of Sakshi. Therefore, the word I refers to the mind, but I implies the Sakshi Chaitanyam. The word I refers to the mind, but it implies Sakshi Chaitanyam. It is exactly like what? When I refer to a word in a book, word is an object in the book, but I am able to refer to the word because of my, there's whatever light is there in the room. Sunlight or whatever light. In the same way, if I am able to say I, it involves or it presupposes Sakshi Chaitanyam. The meaning of I is mind. We refer to mind. not because of vritti or self-effulgence. We are referring to mind as I only because of Chaitanya. Therefore, Chaitanya part in the I belongs to the Sakshi. The Jada part in the I refers to the mind. Therefore, who is the dreamer now? Mind is the dreamer. And who recollects? The mind recollects. And who is the sleeper? The mind is the sleeper. And who is the waker? Mind is the waker. But what is the Sakshi? Sakshi is the light because of which I am able to say, I slept, I dreamt, I talked, and all that. And this I is Swayam Jyotihi. Ashraya part is the mind. The shining part is the Sakshi Chaitanya. Therefore, in the Shastras, Antakarnam, Antakarnam is mind, is taken as the Vachyartha of the word, I. Whereas the shining in the Antakarnam, the awareness in the Antakarnam is taken as the Lakshyartha of the word I, the Sakshi Chaitanya. Thus, Antakarnam also can be referred to by the word I. Sakshi also can be referred by the word I. But the Antakaranam I is not Swayam Jyotihi. But the Sakshi I is Swayam Jyotihi. Remember, subject is Swayam Jyoti Brahma. So Antakaranam I is constantly present as the subject. But it is not Swayam Jyotihi. Sakshi shines constantly as the Swayam Jyotihi. So that is why it says, Avastha Trayam Ashrayatvena Antakaranam Adaprakashate Parantu Naswayam Jyotihi. Atmatu Avastatraya Sakshitvena Sarvada Prakashate Parantu Swayam Jyotihi. Both are constant, but one is Swayam Jyoti, another is Parata Jyotihi. That alone Upanishad says here, Atrayam Swayam Jyotir Bhavati. These are all very important statements, as I mentioned often. Mantra 4.3.10. Na tatra rataha, na ratayoga, na pantano bhavanti, ataratanam, ratayogan pataha srijate, na tatra ananda mudaha, pramudo bhavanti, ata anandan mudaha, pramudaha srijate, na tatra ve shantaha, Pushkarinyaham, Sravantyo Bhavantim, Atave Shantan, Pushkarinihim, Sravanti Srijate, Sahikartham. This shloka is an answer to a Purva Paksha or a question, which Upanishad itself presents here. The answer is given first and the question is given later. Normally, it will be the other way. That is why it is called Purva Paksha. Purva means before. But here, that should be coming first. The question should be. But here it is different. In the 14th mantra, next mantra, Purva Paksha comes. We will see the gist of his contention now. And then the answer. Answer is given in the 10th mantra. What is the question here? Why can't you take Swapna also as part of Jagrat itself? Why can't you take Swapna also as part of Jagrat? Why call a separate avastha called Swapna avastha? Why do you take Swapna as a separate avastha? Why cannot you club it with Jagrat avastha? Why does such a question arise? The Purva Paksha's contention is that the Swapna experience is also the same as Jagrat experience. In Jagrat also Shariram is there. In Swapna also Shariram is there. Jagrat and Swapna Prapancha are there and the experiences are also there. Sukham, Dukham, all those. So in every respect, Swapna and Jagrat are same. Why can't you take Swapna also as Jagrat Ekadeshaha Jagrat? Jagrat itself. What is the advantage in that? Once he takes Swapna also alike Jagrat, he can establish the Bahya Prakasha because we accept that in Jagrat Avastha, external light is available like Surya, Chandra, Agni, all that we have already seen. So once we accept Swapna also as Jagrat, then it will mean in swapna also bahya prakasha or external prakasha is there. That is the advantage we will get. So what? Once he establishes bahya prakasha, external light, then we cannot talk about swayam jyoti at all or atma jyotihi. That atma is self-effulgent, we cannot establish. Now we are able to establish that because we take swapna is as a different avastha. In swapna, bahya prakasha is not there. Therefore only atma prakasha is available. This advantage he will lose. Therefore he wants to take this advantage. So it is imaginary purupaksha, we should understand. So this question comes only in the 14th mantra, but answer appears here. What is the answer? Natatra rataha na ratha yogaha na pantaha. In Jagradavastha, external world is there, made up of pancha bhutas. Pancha bhautika prapancha is there. And this prapancha exists independent of my mind, perception, acknowledgement. The Jagrat prapancha is independently existent and it is pancha bhautikam. But in Swapna, there is no Pancha Bhautika Prapancha, an independent world. If in Swapna also an independent world should be there, then what will happen? Our head must be so big. To quote Gaudapada Acharya in Mandukya Karika, what did he say? If real mountain, real elephant, they all should be there in our brain, our head must be so big, and not only so big, should be so hollow also to accommodate all those things. But we clearly know Pancha Bodhika Prapancha is not there in Swapna. Then what are they? It is Vasanamaya Prapancha projected by my own thoughts. Therefore, Jagrat has Bahya Pancha Bodhika Prapancha, whereas Swapna has Antara Vasanamaya Prapancha. How both can be one? Gaudapada Acharya, actually he says, in Vaitar, at this Vaitatya Prakarana Andal, we have seen during our Mandukya discussions, Uchita Desha Kala Abhavat Swapnaha Mithya, and all that he said. So Natatra here means Swapnavasthayam Rataha Nasanti. There are no vehicles, because Rataha means we don't have to take it as chariot. No vehicles, no car and all that are available. And na ratha yogaha. Ratha yogaha means the horses. Ratena yogaha sambandaha yasyasaha ratha yogaha. So horses, no horses. Then na pantaha, pantanaha bhavanti. There are no marga, no pathways, highways by which the chariot and horses can move. All these are not there in dream. Because when you go to bed, you go inside your room and there you do not find any chariot or any horse. Then how do you experience all of them? Srijate, oneself creates all these things. Atma srijate, atma alone or the self alone creates all these things like chariots, horses, margas and all that. And not only that, natatram anandaha mudaha pramudaha bhavanti. Priya, moda, pramoda, all these vrittis. We have already seen that in Taittiriya Upanishad. They are all pleasures caused by external objects. We have already defined them also what each one of them is. Priya is what? Ishta darshanajam sukham priyaha. Ishta darshanajam sukham. When you see an object which you like, you get some pleasure. That is priya. Ishta grahanam sukham modaha. Whatever object you saw that you liked, you now got it on your hand. That is modaha. Then ishta anubhavajam sukham pramodaha. When you experience that, when you have the anubhava of that is called pramoda. This is how in Taittiriya Upanishad this was defined. We already defined it there. When a desired objects are seen, it is priya. When desired objects are possessed, it is modaha. When desired object is enjoyed, it is pramodaha. So all these are not possible in swapna because in swapna no objects are there. Then how do these three come? The Upanishad says, Atha anandhan mudaha pramudaha srijate. Atma itself creates priya, moda and pramoda, all these vrittis in dream. Similarly, natatra veshantaha पुष्करिण्यः स्रवन्त्यः भवन्ति वेशान्तः मीन्स् द पूल्स् आफ् वाटर् टाङ्क्स् आफ् वाटर् पुष्करिण्यः रेफर्स् टु द लेक्स् एण्ड् स्रवन्त्यः द रिवर्स् दे आर् नाट् देर् इन् द ड्रीम् नन् केन् बि अकामडेटेड् इन् हिस् हेड् स्टिल् ड्रीमर् एक्स्पीरियन्सस् आल् आफ् देम् बिकास् आफ् वाट् अथ वेशान्तान् पुष्करिणीः स्रवन्ति सृजति Atma itself creates or projects all of them. Therefore, the Upanishad concludes, Sahi Karta. Atma alone is the creator or Srishti Karta of the Swapna Prapancha in dream. Okay. Here then we will get it out. How do you say, maybe some of you already have got it. How do you say that Atma is the creator? It will be a contradiction to our experience and our scriptures also. In the scriptures, Atma is said to be Akarta. You cannot say Atma is the creator, and our experience also shows the mind alone is the creator of Swapna Prapancha. How does the mind create? We know the method. A mind experiences objects in Jagradavastha and receives experiences as vasanas or samskaras, and then during dream, those samskaras are reactivated and then turns as Swapna. In Tattva Bodha, we already saw this definition. Jagrat avasthayam, yad drishtam, yad shrutam, tajjanita vasanaya, nidra samaye, yad prapanchaha pratiyate, sa swapna avastha. We already saw that. Therefore, you should say that mind is the karta and atma is akarta. But Upanishad here says that atma is karta. Therefore, Shankaracharya answers this question. He says, yes. It is true that the mind alone receives the impressions and projects, but mind is able to do that because of the blessings of Atma alone. Chidabhasa pradanena, chaitanyam pratibhamba pradanena, Atma blesses. If Atma is not there, mind by itself is not Swayam Jyotihi. Mind is a jadavastu, and mind cannot perceive Jagrat Prapancha. Mind cannot receive the vasanas. And mind cannot project. Therefore, Atma is indirectly a karta. Therefore, it is figurative. Atma upadhi dvara karta bhavati. Atma kartrutaya upacharyate. That is why Lord Krishna said also in the 15th chapter, sarvasya chaham kridi sannivishtaha matta smritir jnanam apohanancha. Matta smritir jnanam apohanancha. I am the memory, I am the knowledge, and their absence also. Continuing with mantra 11. Tadete shloka bhavanti swapnena shariram abhiprahatyam asuptaham suptana vichakashitim shukramadayam punaraitisthanam hiranmaya purushaham ekahamsaham. So the Upanishad itself, or the teacher, Yagamaka himself, quotes some Rig mantras here in support of the Swayam Jyotihi Atma. Tat means Tasmin Arte, Swayam Jyotir Atma Vishaye, Yete Shlokaha Bhavanti. The following shlokas are there to throw some more light. What does this Atma do? The Upanishad says, Swapnena shariram abhiprahatya. Through swapnavastha, Atma makes the body inactive or inert. By holding on to vasanas alone, the Atma makes the body abhiprahatya, literally makes it inert, passive, as though dead. What at the time of swapna? Because at that time, body does not perceive the external world. Body does not know the surroundings. Here, shariram is shariram only. Even though the physical body is insentient, Atma continues to be sentient. Therefore, it is asuptaha. Asuptaha. In the mantra, in the line 3, suptaha only is there. But in line 2, abhiprahatya is there. So that is, it should be taken as abhiprahatya plus a. And that A should be added to Suptaha, making it Asuptaha. So, Alupta Drishtihi. So Nitya Chaitanya Swabhavaham, Swabhavaham, so eternally sentient. And this Atma, Suptan, Swapna, Padarthan, so Abhichagashiti, it illumines the Swapna Padarthas, perceives Swapna Padarthas after having made the body insentient. Not only that, after illumining dream for some time, again the Atma goes to Jagradavastha. Therefore, Punaha Sthanam Yeti, Jagrasthanam Yeti. Once again, Atma enters the Jagradavastha as it were. How? Shukram Adaya, by taking to Indriyani. In here, Shukram refers to Indriyas, all the sense organs. While illumining dreams, sense organs are not utilized. You do not hear by your physical ears. You do not see with your physical eyes. You cannot put up glasses on your physical eyes to see dream. So everything is created in dream. Thus, what does Atma do? During Swapnavastha, it illumines without sense organs. During Jagradavastha, it illumines Jagrat Prapancha through sense organs. Thus, Atma seems to go from one avastha to another avastha. Actually, in Kaivalya Upanishad, I don't know when we are going to see that. Puratraye kridati yascha jivaham tatastu jatam sakalam vichitram adharam anandam akanda bodham yasmin layam yati puratrayancha. It's a beautiful shloka. Atma plays around. Kridati. Puratraye kridati yascha jivaha. Atma plays around in the three avasthas. Of course, the usage is very figurative. We should be careful. We say that Atma travels from one avastha to another avastha. Really speaking, Atma is not traveling, but it is the avasthas which are shifting. It is like saying sun is rising in the east and setting in the west. Sun never travels, but the travel of the earth is superimposed on the sun. Similarly, we say Atma illumines Jagrat and runs into Swapnavastha and illumines the Swapnavastha and all that. So, all these things, Punarathaihi Sthanam. What is the nature of this Atma? Hiranmayaha, Swayam Jyotihi, self-effulgent, like gold. It is shining. And Purushaha, Purushaha refers to Atma, Pure Sharire Vasati Iti Purushaha, one who indwells and resides in the shariram is called Purushaha. And Ekahamsaha is a lone traveler. Ekaham Hanti Gachati Iti Ekahamsaha, one who travels alone. There is only one Atma, and it travels as though, within course, travels as though from one avastha to another, illumining each one. So this word Hamsaha has come in also Kathopanishad, Taittiriya Upanishad, all these places. Hagumsa Suchishad Vasurantari Kshasadota Vedeshadidurvanasate. So that Hamsaha. Can read mantra 4.3.12 also. At least we'll see the first portion. Pranena Rakshannavaram Kulayam Bahish Kulayat Amritascharitvam Sayyate Amritoyatra Kamam Hiranmaya Purusha Eka Hamsaha. Almost the same idea as in the previous mantra. Here, Amrutaha. Amrutaha means Atma. Avaram Kulayam Pranena Rakshanne. During Swapna, the Atma makes the body passive. Or inert, as though insentient. But at the same time, the body does not die in dream. It is as though dead, but it is not dead. If it were really dead, before we wake up, people would have disposed us off. Therefore, Atma wants to come back to the same body, and therefore, what does it do? Atma keeps the body alive through the pancha pranas. All this prana, pana, vyana, udana, samana. And that is why breathing continues. Pulse continues. And therefore, people will conclude that person is alive. And that is said here, avaram kulayam. This means the abode, the nest, the interior house, lowly house, physical body. Because it is subject to jara, janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi and all that. And it is made up of impure materials inside. Malamutradi, they are all inside the body. And therefore, it is Ashuddha Shariram, Nikrishta Shariram. Atma protects this body. Pranena Rakshana. How it protects? With the help of Pancha Pranas. When? During Swapna. So during Swapna Avastha, it protects this body. And what does the Atma do? Kulayate Bahihi Charitva. The Atma leaves this physical body as it were. Here also we should be very careful. We should not take it literally that Atma physically goes out of the body. For Atma is all-pervading. We already defined what is travel. Travel is from a place where you are to a place where you are not. So Atma is all-pervading. So where Atma will travel? It will not travel anywhere. It is present everywhere. Therefore, going out means it is only as though going out, because Atma does not function through the physical body. Non-functioning through the body, that is said to be going out of the body. And Amritaha. Amritaha means Atma. Then where does it go? Saha Amritaha Iyate. That immortal Atma goes to another world. That world is Swapna Loka here. It is not said here, that we have to add. Which loka? Yatra Kamam. Here the word Kama. Kama means Swapna Padarthas or Vasanamaya Padarthas are there in Swapna. Thus Atma goes to that Swapna Loka. And what type of Atma it is? It is Hiranmayaha, Ekahamsaha, Purushaha. It is self-effulgent, which indwells in the body and which is a lone traveler. Mantra 13. Swapnanta Uchchavachamiya Manaha Rupani Deva Kurute Bahuni Uteva Stribis Sahamoda Manaha Jakshaduteevapi Bhayani Pashyanna. Almost same idea like the previous shloka. What happens in dream? All explanations are all given here of dream. Swapnante. Swapnante means swapna avasthaya. Not at the end of swapna, but during swapna, swapna madhye, swapnasi antaha, in dream, uccha avacham iyamanaha. Uccham means utkrishta shariram. And avacham means nikrishta shariram. So the atma takes to either a superior deva shariram or inferior asura or pashu shariram. In Supana, all this happens. Why? Because this Jagrat body has been kept aside. Shariram Abhi Prahatya. Mantra 11. We already saw that. Abhi Prahatya. A fresh body is taken. So, Uccha Avacham Iyamanaha. Iyamanaha refers to assuming either superior or inferior body. Devaha Bahuni Rupani Kurute. Devaha means Swayam Jyotihi Atmam. Creates Bahuni Rupani, many objects in dream. Here also Atma creates is only a figurative expression. Be careful. It means Atma blesses the Antakarana mind which projects Vasanamaya Shariram, Padarthas. Through the Shariram, what all things he enjoys in the Swapna? Uthas Tribihi Samodamanaha. Either he, Uthaha means either. Either he enjoys with women, which includes wife, children, men, all that thing of people, and Chakshat Utha, or he enjoys himself, either with people or within himself. He loves himself. Chakshat means Hasana. Or he does not have happiness all the time also. Bhayani Pashyanna. Or he sees Bhayam also, frightening things also in Swapna. Thus he sees people, he sees things, which gives him happiness or frightening him. All those things he goes through, all these experiences, he creates Iva. Iva means as though. That Iva is important, as though. Because Atma by itself does not do anything. But it only illumines the changing mind. But it appears that the changes belong to the Atma. Atma, it only illumines the changing mind, but it appears that the changes belong to the Atma. Therefore, he says, I slept or I dreamt, I did, I had a happy dream. All those things he is able to say when he wakes up. I'll stop here and go to the next mantra in the next class. Yo veda dau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha. Tasya prakriti lina seya parasamaheshwara Sri Krishna arpanamastu narayana.